Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, in our relationships, and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins calling in tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by my New York contingent, Mark. You there?
Hello, Mark Wolfs. Yes, New York City. How are you having?
I'm doing pretty well. And Ann Ortley may or may not be joining us tonight.
No, I'm here. I'm on the line. Bright red.
Okay.
Broadcasting from the bright red desk with a 100 degree temperature outside. It's hot.
Oh
outside.
My goodness.
Yeah, we're having a heat wave here in New York. So yeah, I'm good though. I'm ready. I'm ready for bed. Because what I do before I go to bed in this kind of weather is I take a real nice cold shower. And that's my go to bed treat. So
that's good for a
cool
half an hour.
Yeah, yeah. I always feel like, oh wow, all the heat going off of you, it's just down the drain. And then you snuggle
it
in your clean
wonderful.
Cold sheets and you go, So I'm ready for bed.
I remember living in Rhode Island where it gets very steamy and I had both of my babies at the end of August, so I spent a lot of those summers with my feet in a bucket of water with ice cubes in it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Which helped me stay cool. It worked really well.
Yeah.
But here we are in Montana. It's only 82 degrees today, so we're doing pretty well.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So we just had a new moon in Cancer. The sun has opposed Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn, and then the moon opposed Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that a lineup in Portland of the moms, the protective moms that were standing in a line, thanks to the George Floyd's comment, mom, calling all moms into the business. So the line of moms against the police. Right on the new moon in Cancer. It was just so perfect.
Okay.
They were gassed anyway, but they stood their ground.
They were
gassed? It was pretty amazing. It was a lovely picture. They were indeed gassed.
Wow.
Well, dangerous.
And they were just standing there holding a line,
yeah.
Protecting people.
Yeah.
So it's been really painful to watch what's happened as Saturn went back into Capricorn. When Saturn retrograde back into Capricorn, all that juicy new energy of social justice really was kicking in there while Saturn was in Aquarius. Saturn went back into Capricorn, and out come the fascist police. I mean, there out come some really amazingly negative movements. So
yeah.
I think, but we got to remember that Saturn's going back into Aquarius late this fall, and we'll be there for the next couple of years. We have room to grow.
Yeah, we do have.
So,
Ann,
how are you doing, and how are you feeling this week? And then Mark, you check in.
Well, I'm looking at the new moon, which is really a juicy new moon that we had today around 1:30, and loved it. And it is opposite Saturn. It's at the last degree of Cancer. It's aspecting a stationing Eris. And it kind of, Eris was in the news today. There was the naked woman that was with the Portland police. And I thought it was really interesting, because I was like, what's the justification for these guys in Portland? And apparently within 100 miles of any border. So that, of course, means Michigan. That means, upstate New York. That means Chicago, all the coast, all the big cities on the coast, right? They can deploy these people. And I was just like, what is this about? Like, these guys don't have identification. This is just not, bad news. And so, but it also was the full moon with Eris stopped. And of course, she has, been squaring Pluto and squaring the Capricorn planet. So it does take the discord. And I do think you're right, Heather, with Saturn going back into Capricorn. The Aquarian energy, which is, okay, let's make change moving forward where we go. But, of course, Eris in the news means we're going to see Eris people. So Maxine Waters today pulled over. Somebody got pulled over, and she got out of her car to help. Check it out. And clearly the cops didn't recognize her, so they told her they were going to give her a ticket. But the fans saw her and filmed her, and so she was on Twitter saying, yep, just stopping and helping a brother, just checking in. I'm good for a ticket. We'll see if she actually gets it. So I think we are, you know, one of the things that I, when I was looking at this new moon, I do a new moon webinar, you know, when I did one last night, you know, for people to work on it. And Venus is back at the point of her eclipse and her right by the conjunction, the Sun-Venus conjunction. So I'm just really encouraging everybody to really do a big blue sky lift. Tonight, tomorrow, I mean, I'm not doing it tonight. I'm going to go to bed. But tonight, tomorrow, on the Leo moon, has great closing aspects. Wednesday, the moon's void. Wednesday night, Virgo. Thursday, Virgo. Friday, Virgo. So big list, big list. Mercury squaring Mars this week, which is taking action on your list. And I would really, you know, wide emotional things that you know you're looking, because the sun and moon are like minutes away from an opposition to Saturn. And the way the chart lays, of course, in the East Coast and, you know, cast for D.C., the rising sign is 28 Libra, which is the conjunction that happened in 82, 83, fall of 82, when Reagan said, you know, we're going to privatize everything. We're going to take everything in. And, you know, we have an opportunity with this energy as we're going through this metamorphosis. You know, we know after pandemics there's a resurrection. There's a renaissance, and so we each need to be planning our own personal renaissance for when we get to the other side. And one of the things that Viktor Frankl said in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, when he was, I keep referencing that because I've got it by my bedside, and I read a little bit every night when I'm having a bad day. And he was in the concentration camps, and he said, my mission was to get through it and get out. And tell everybody. And everybody had different missions. And as the different, you know, what are you here for? And I keep saying, you know, we're all incarnated now. We have a purpose. We have a point. We're here to do something. And as we're looking at this energy of what the structure wants to be, I think it's really important for all of us to harness our own individual charts and say, yeah, this is what I'm going to create. This is where I'm going next. This is the vision I have for a more better world, you know, or a more better my personal contribution is going to be this. And I think if we can focus on that, it just makes that new moon super powerful because it is opposite Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter. It's past Jupiter, Pluto, and the node. The other thing is the North Node. Is right up there at 28, and it's on Polaris, the North Star, which was a star that doesn't rise or set that the navigators used to use to navigate with. So Polaris on the North Node invites us all to, you know, find our own North Star. There was a great book by Martha Beck on your North Star. I think it was her. And then the South Node is on Acumen. So if we're listening to our innards, Acumen tied, of course, to the galactic center, and wisdom, it's a wisdom star. If we listen to our inner wisdom and we head towards our North Star and we really think about what it is we're trying to create, and we've had a lot of opportunity to get clear on the last 8 weeks with those eclipses, I think it's really important to kind of go, yeah, this is the path. I'm on it. I got it. And I think the more we can do that and affirm each other, the better, you know. So that's my little statement.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, I really like that about the North Node. It makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I've been paying mostly attention to Saturn and watching that shift. And I'm really looking forward to Saturn going back into Aquarius. I think we were using it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing there's another side to it, and we're having to make decisions. And I hope people realize that it is a decision point. And at some point, each one of us will have to stand up and say, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Right. This is not the America that I signed up for.
Right.
Yes, I agree.
Because if we don't do that, then it goes forever the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Saturn is showing us.
Yeah.
Saturn is saying, I am going to show you now how to use power. And the thing is, there's not just one way to use power.
Right.
So we
there
have
are many
to be
ways
ready
to use power.
Yeah, we have to stand up and say it has to work for all of us. Mm-hmm. But right now, Saturn, having freshly gone back into its own strong sign, well, Aquarius is too, but it's even stronger in Capricorn. It's Saturn is saying, I am the authority. And we have to listen to that and say, how do we interpret that?
Mm-hmm. I'm
and I do think
at,
it's...
Go ahead, Dan.
So that it works for everyone.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
When Saturn was in Aquarius, it was very easy to see how to make power and authority work for everyone. But when it goes back into Capricorn, it wants to wrap that cloak of power around its own shoulders and not share it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm looking at America's chart, the chart for Mythic America, July 4th, 1776, with Pluto at 27 Capricorn. So the new moon today was directly opposed to our Pluto. It had just passed, and Pluto is just retrograded past the opposition to America's Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a double Pluto aspect asking exactly those questions. What is the right use of power? How are we going to do it? How are we going to manifest it? And Mars is spending the next, you know, America's also going through, heading into a Chiron return with Mars, Chiron in Aries, and Mars in Aries going back and forth through the American fourth house. But between now and January, that Mars in Aries, I certainly feel it in the twitchiness and the irritability, that I can be in a perfectly good mood and get irritable or impatient like that and have to keep breathing through it and use that irritable energy for getting work done rather than being snippy or uncomfortable. And that's, there's, you know, bringing it home, all of these discomforts, how do we begin to use them in a way that get, you know, that propels us rather than just makes us itch, you know, yet, and to take that irritation that's coming up with the Mars, mm-hmm. with these planetary aspects to move us forward.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
you're right that Mercury, that Sun, Saturn opposition is doing just that. What, you know, what is my sense of purpose that Anne was talking about so beautifully?
Yeah.
Well, and I think the other part with Saturn retrograding Capricorn, you know, there was stuff saying, you know, that, that some of the leadership that's backing the current administration, you know, privately are discussing among themselves, because as we know from the eclipse path, those, that section of the country, which we call the red states, they're really getting hit pretty hard with the virus, and kind of saying, hey, you know, maybe we need to change. I know, I hear you, my little guy's talking here. Maybe we need to change tactics. Maybe we need to revise how we're doing it. So I think that's an important component, remembering that Jupiter, Saturn, Athena, and Pluto are all retrograde. So we say, okay, change in strategy. And there was a change in strategy. Rather than directly calling the military out, which said they weren't going to go, we sent out, you know, Department for Homeland Security, which, of course, these are the people that put kids in cages. So I'm like, all right, this is not a good group of people to be out there policing the streets.
No.
But at the same time, you know, it hasn't gotten a lot of coverage yet, so I'm thinking it will when Mars gets to 15, which is on July 25th, and it kind of enters into the no-fly zone, so to speak, of, you know, the Mars retrograde shadow. So I think it's important, you know, to encourage people with the retrogrades to revisit, revise, redo, because we forget that, you know, he goes forward for, you know, the whole part of the retrograde is he enters his shadow, he gets to a station, then he goes back, and then he goes forward again. And that whole process takes 9.5, 10 months, which is the human gestation period. So it doesn't, you know, you had said this when we were worrying at some point about birth control and abortion and stuff. And you said, you know, and 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And I'm like, oh, man, I hate the 1 step back part, you know. but it's true. You know, put on Paula Abdul, 2 steps forward, 1 step back, opposites attract. You know, how are we going to do this dance? And so I think it's important for all of us as we're retrograding that we revise our vision of our lives and use that energy productively with all the knowledge we've gotten so far about what we're going to do when it goes forward again in the fall. Because I think that that natural, okay, we went forward, now we're getting pushed back, now you go forward again. And, you know, the idea is to really focus on your own. I mean, each of us are here for a reason. Focus on your own charts, personal vision of why it's here and what it's going to do, what its contribution is, and push. You know, push for that. Mm-hmm. Push for that. That's what we can do. You know, so.
And even this week, as we see the sun heads into Leo on
Yay!
Wednesday. And suddenly we're going from the dark of the moon with sun and moon in Cancer to the new moon energy building with the sun and moon in Leo. It's
yes.
going to be a real energetic shift. It's going to tie into that Mars and Venus and not into the Capricorn lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so even with that, just how do we shine? Now, normally, when the sun's in Leo, this is the time of year we go to arts festivals and music festivals, and we can't do that this year. So
right.
how can
right.
we find that creative way to tie into our process, our personal lives and our political lives? How do we use take a more creative view to expressing ourselves, to see and be seen, to make an extra effort to notice what other people around us are doing and appreciating it? Because we've got quite a haul to make it through, you know, between now and the time from our personal renaissance
yeah.
coming
it's
up next spring.
It's interesting that also taps into the question of where the power is, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of what's going on is people are being creative on a very local level now instead
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
all of the magnificence
right.
being in the hands of a few stars. We're finding little moments of stardom among all of us.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, we've got a long list of people on the air who are
yeah.
asking for time. So let's get started and see if we can take a couple of them.
Let's get busy.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
My name is Tasha. I want to see what you see coming up for me.
You have to be a little louder. I can't hardly hear you.
My name is Tasha, and I want to know what do you see coming up for me.
Okay, cool.
Okay, when were you born, Tasha?
6/22/1975 at 10:33 a.m.
Wait, 1975 at 8:33.
No, 10:33.
Thank you. And where?
California.
Where in California?
Oakland.
What city?
Oakland.
Elton.
No, Oakland. Oakland.
Oakland. Thank you.
Yeah, you have kind of a bad connection.
The phone line's a little funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not just you. It's the phone
yeah,
line's
it's,
a little funny.
Yeah, you kind of are coming in and out, so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got you.
Okay, so say it again, Heather, say it again for the birthday.
I had June 22nd, 1975 at 10:33 a.m. in Oakland, California. Was that correct?
Oh.
Yes.
All right, great.
Great. So, and did you have anything in particular that you wanted to know?
No, like whatever you could pick up. My main focus is love and career.
Okay.
Okay. And what's happening for the career work? Because you had that eclipse that happened. I mean, not the eclipse. The new moon this morning was nearish your Saturn, not on it. Nearish your Saturn. You're progressed. Jupiter is on your Mars. What kind of work do you do?
Was in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
But everything's been put on hold for the moment. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you've got a progressed lunar new moon in about 11 months. So that there's a new 30-year cycle starting in your life in about 11 months. Is there something that you want to do that's a little different from what you've been doing that would take some retraining to take you into the next level?
I guess. I don't know what that would be, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to think about that, because there's a lot happening up at the north end of your chart where there is energy building for you to start a new chapter that you can't quite see around the corner yet. And what do you see, Anne?
Well, I'm looking at, with the chart right now, there's just a lot of, you don't really want to do what you've been doing. The Venus, the ruler of your career, is kind of at the last degree of her sign. She's in Virgo, which is a healthcare sign, but she's moving into more of a communication place. So it's getting out of the actual physical work of healthcare and more into a management or a leadership position. Excellent energy for working behind the scenes. For the behind the scenes, 12th houses like hospitals, nursing homes, institutions, that's got a lot of energy, and also working in research positions or working behind working on things. So there's a lot of energy with that. And your solar arc moon went into Aquarius, so you kind of got a hint of it August, September, April, May, June, and now Saturn's going back, but he gets there again December 22nd. So you're kind of, your chart showing is very much interested in transitional stuff, but it doesn't have a clear idea what that is yet. So what I would do with this is, if you're still working, stay where you are. If you're not working, you want to watch for when because you're going to have Mars come to your Jupiter and your Mars over this next few months, which usually is, how about you want to do this? How about you want to do that? And as Mars comes to that Jupiter, you're going to have three passes, kind of like Aladdin with his magic lamp. You want to kind of go, well, I could be interested in doing that. But Mars now is out of working for other people. It's kind of more in working for you. So if there's some skill base that you have where you can market it for yourself, this is a great time to do that, because your chart's now looking to be in a more leadership position. Plus, your sun is on the world point. So the eclipse was right on your sun, which starts, kind of ends a 19-year cycle, which takes us back to, 2001, when you were probably just starting out working. And now you're ready for a whole new work. And so I would just keep your eyes open for what shows up, because you've got a lot of stuff saying things are coming. It's just kind of still not really formed yet. Mark, what do you see?
You've got a lot of energy toward enthusiasm, and you often sort of set out boldly with enthusiasm, and then something shuts you down, and then you sort of feel a lack of confidence, and you kind of vacillate between those two. So especially with Mars coming to your Jupiter and Mars, you're going to want to really tap into that enthusiasm and see who responds to it. And whoever responds to your enthusiasm with more enthusiasm, go with them. Take that opportunity, because they're the ones that bring you the opportunity. The ones who say that's too much, you're overboard, right? Don't listen to them. Just let them be, let them do what they do, and stay focused on the response to enthusiasm. And that'll do you well.
Okay.
Yeah. And then your Venus shifts. Venus is a career indicator. She shifts next August, which is a few months after you've had your new moon. So this is kind of a letting go time, where you're kind of done with this, done with that. And it's a lot of internal work, like, okay, I'm finished with that. But once that Venus goes into a new sign, right now this year it's letting go of 30 years of stuff. So it's taking you back to 90, 91, whatever the emotions were that you were working with in 93. Those are all kind of up for you again, and asking to be released and given kind of a proper burial, for lack of a better word, or a proper acknowledgement of their importance in your life. It's a really big time for you, Tasha. So I would really be gentle with yourself, and also remember you're a little Cancer, and Cancers are very sensitive, and right now the world is full of really kind of wild and crazy energy, which your chart's very prone to absorbing. So you have to kind of make sure, Like my job when I hang up right before I started the show was I'm going to take a really nice cold shower and go to bed. You want to really do really good self-care because your chart's under a lot of, I'm going to call it developmental tension, where you're just really absorbing all the crazy in the world right now and really feeling it on a very deep level. So really be kind to yourself, too.
Okay. I want to say goodbye. Just, you know, think about where you want to be in a year and begin to take steps in that direction because this can be a real year to turn to pivot your life.
Okay.
Okay? Good luck.
But it is a little while, so don't be impatient with the change. Like, it's coming.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Take care. Good luck.
Okay.
And... hello, area code 631-419. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Ann. Mark.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. So
you
we got to, you know, what's your question?
Wait, you were going to say something?
I'm just saying that we want to go through this fairly quickly because we've got a very long list of people on the air, and you've been on the air a fair amount. So... what's your question, and we'll get to it as quickly as we can.
I want to know what's going on with my health.
Okay. And
you just came out of the test, and we're doing pretty well. Is that correct?
With the brain, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So her birthday, for the listeners, June 29, 59, 11, 10 p.m. in Queens.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And what's the specific question about your health?
There's just all kinds of issues happening.
Mm-hmm. How is your house going? Because it looks,
the
you know, your progressed moon in Cancer heading into, you know, I know that you were having some environmental health issues before. Has that been tended to?
They said they did, but who knows? I mean, I thought I had a urinary tract infection. Excuse to the listeners, I can't stop peeing. It keeps coming back that I don't. Cramping
mm-hmm.
in the stomach.
Drinking lots of water. Mm-hmm.
Not really, no. Then I go to the doctor. They did blood work. One doctor.
What are you doing? Debbie, I'm going to ask you, what are you doing to help your health?
Trying to relax.
Right. Relax. You know, when you've had something as scary as a test for brain aneurysm, which you've just been through, fear is connected in Chinese medicine with the bladder, with urinary tract and the kidneys. And I just want to say to support your health that you have to really support your kidneys and bladder right now and know that they may be overworking.
They said I don't have one, Heather.
It doesn't mean you don't have an infection, but you've had them irritated, upset, and hair trigger. So if we know you don't have an infection, I want you to really support them so that they start relaxing and start working better.
And
you've got a lineup of planets in Leo in your sixth house and in your house of health. And so we want to give it attention for being healthy. Okay? And what do you see that you would like to add?
Well, I agree that the, you know, when we're under enormous amount of stress, we are animals, you know, as regular, we're also people. And one of the things that animals do when they're really stressed is they pee. So, it's the dog that pees when you come in, and so the extra water. Also, you know, you're having the Saturn right now really working on your Venus. So it's a lot about Venus is the ruler of your moon in Taurus. You know, one of the things, Saturn's in conjunct your moon and Pluto too, and Jupiter soon, or Jupiter just got off the moon. So there's a lot of energy in your chart around really feeling extra absorptive right now of all the energy. So I would be really careful about news and watching the TV and being involved in the politics because your system's just running really stressed.
Okay, and
yeah.
We're out of time. So we're going to say goodbye. Debbie, good luck. We wish you to relax. And for everybody,
you know, what's the last word for everybody this week? I would say pay attention to yourself, give yourself positive attention, and think about your goal. What would you say?
I would say very kind to yourself, that there's a lot of tension where people are feeling very stressed. And so, like in my case, the client that I have after you just canceled, so my next thing is destination shower, where we get to, I get to take a nice cold
Wonderful.
Shower and go to bed, you know, instead of doing another hour of work.
And Mark, what about you?
Yeah, same thing. Pay attention and sit up straight. Don't slouch back. But also be relaxed at the same time. So relax without moving.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good luck. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And Anne?
Ann Orley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Mark
and
Wood signing off from
wonderful.
Overheated New York City.
Overheated New York City, yeah.
Okay.
All right, take
care,
everybody.
Take care and good night.
Good night.
Bye.